Buyers of new construction are feeling the pinch, but so are owners and renters facing this new reality of a high interest rate. Let's get a broader view of the housing market with Yale economist Robert Shiller. You might know the name from the S&P CoreLogic case Shiller Home Price Index. He's that Shiller. Hi, Professor.
Hi, Robin.
Well, so do you agree, you know, this is all happening because interest rates went up to tame inflation and mortgage rates shot up as well. But also housing prices were up, and so here we are. Do you agree that's the problem?
It depends on how the public interprets the interest rates. In 2020, people were talking about almost record low mortgage rates. So a lot of people started to think about getting a house. At the same time, there wasn't a big supply of houses. So prices went up a lot. Now the impetus for paying for a house has weakened.
Mm.
The opportunity you didn't want to miss isn't there anymore.
You mentioned inventory. Do you agree with analysts who say that part of the problem is that after the housing collapse, the U.S. got shy about building? We don't have enough of a stock. We didn't build enough homes.
That's right. But building has begun to increase, and there is eventually a supply response. People don't often bring this up, but supply response is what brings prices back down again. This isn't the stock market. This is the housing market, and we can make more of them.
So you're saying that builders will be incentivized to build because of the demand?
That's the way it's supposed to work in a capitalist economy.
Right.
You know, you can make a lot of money building houses until the prices come down.
Right. And the prices will start to come down as the supply widens, but then you curb again the supply until there's demand again. But what is your advice, first of all, for a seller who thought just a few months ago they were going to literally cash in on the sale of their home? They might even get cash from someone competing to buy it. What would you recommend to them now?
Well, if they're trying to make a profit on their home sale, maybe they should move to complete the sale, because the futures market at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is showing expected declines in home prices. The futures prices are now down.
Well, so yeah, if you are trying to sell your home and you don't have, you know, some people have to sell it quickly. They've got to get out of town or what, you know, they need to make the sale for financial reasons. But you're saying don't be thinking that things are going to get back to where they were, where people were throwing cash at homes. Sounds like you're saying, you know, it could actually, interest rates and mortgage rates could go up even higher. Sell now.
Well, of course, it should be mainly for your family and your situation. People like to own homes because it gives them a sense of permanency. They want to develop a community in their neighborhood and maybe even get involved in local politics. Those things matter if you have ownership.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you have to be practical, and maybe you aren't ready to commit yourself to a long home. And so you might sell now and move toward renting.
Right. And not try to capitalize on a market that's a little wobbly right now. Well, what about a buyer? You know, with the interest rates up, the price of homes up, and the possibility of interest rates going up even more, should you stretch your dollar just to buy now or wait it out?
I wish I knew the answer to that.
Oh, come on.
Interest rates are not low anymore, but they've been higher and other times in history. If you go back to Paul Volcker's, when he was chair of the Fed, you had double-digit mortgage rates. I think these things are hard to forecast.
Yeah.
That doesn't satisfy listeners who want to know what to do, but that's reality.
Right. And as you said, the futures does try to forecast, and it's not looking really good for housing for a little while, at least in the futures market. Robert Shiller, again, of the Case-Shiller Housing Index, do you think the industry was caught by surprise by this 1-2 punch of higher interest rates, higher housing prices, and suddenly a scramble in the rental market?
Well, the market looks kind of extreme. In 1 year, home prices in the United States, according to our index, went up 20.4%. Mm-hmm. That's almost unprecedented. You have to go way back. I'm not sure we can find a time when it went up so much in 1 year. Mm-hmm. And so interest rates were at near record lows, mortgage rates. Those two events are probably related. Mm-hmm. I think there was a sense of urgency in wanting to lock in the low mortgage rate. And so it created a buyer incentive. At the same time that institutional investors were starting to enter the market.
Yeah. Yale University's Robert Shiller of the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Professor, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.